One analyst is predicting another significant surge in fuel prices before the weekend because of the conflict in the Middle East. The province's energy board used its interrupter clause to increase the price of gas 8.9 cents a liter and 7.7 cents a liter for diesel yesterday. Former Liberal MP and Cabinet Minister Dan Mittag predicts that will happen again within the next day or two, causing a negative ripple effect, especially in transportation.
There's no doubt that when you see diesel going up 23, 24 cents, representing a 10 to 20% increase, and all transport is done with diesel, whether it's vessel, whether it's train, whether it's truck, or even aviation. I mean, a lot of people don't think about it. When you get on a jet or a plane, you're running kerosene. That's diesel. And you need it for home heating fuel, as we know here in Eastern Canada as well.
Mittag believes affordability will continue to be a major Canadian problem unless governments look beyond green energy.
You know, people have to be aware that there are consequences for a plan that says, yeah, we can green, you know, we can become the net zero leaders of the world and pretend it's all cool and trendy. It's all fun until someone has to pay for it. The federal government has got to realize that the only solution for Canada right now, too little too late, but is to back off on net zero and let's get some pipelines built. Let's get natural gas to the rest of the world and let's try to play some catch up here.
He says Canada should be resilient when conflict occurs on the other side of the world because of the resources already available.
A country that is blessed with the fourth and third largest provable reserves of energy in the world should not be subject to the whims of and the whipsaw of what happens in some part of the world. And there, if the past is any indication, we were never hit this severely when it came to a crisis that saw, you know, disruption in oil supplies. Why? Because we had the potential for doing even more. But if we're going to turn around and say, no, you can't build a pipeline unless you decarbonize it. No country in the world, by the way, does that or insists on that, or that you have to, arrange to pay a cost for what's called sequestration or carbon capture and underground storage. We found more excuses to why we shouldn't do it than we should, and that was fine for the past 10 years when we had lots of government money.
Mittag says an energy price crisis could be near if tension in the Middle East continues much longer. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.